Hello, boys and girls. It is Sunday, another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. Yes, a late Sunday evening, about 8:30 or so, a little bit after. But we'll give you some sports news you can't get enough of for a weekend that had absolutely nothing going on. You'll know what I mean after I get rid of this copy here. Well, Roger Goodell sent a memo out to Brian Flores' lawsuit, or he spoke about it. There's too much work to do, Goodell addressed, issuing brought up after the Flores lawsuit there. Brian Flores is his name. He was fired from the Miami Dolphins. We'll begin this show and begin the end about it, saying the league has done an unacceptable job in its diversity of head coaches. My, oh, my. Well, we'll get some of this in a moment here. You know, I mean it, too. The AFC scored 13 consecutive points in the second half and opened up to a 20-point lead at one point before holding on to a 41-35 win with a turnover-filled game. Two teams combined with 8 turnovers, 7 of them were interceptions, and 6 of those particular interceptions happened in the first half. Final score, no more pro football until the Super Bowl next weekend, 41-35. The American League over the National. Why did I say American League? I should say American Conference, but I didn't. Oh, by the way, boys and girls, tune in to the NFL Network and ESPN2 for Super Bowl opening night presented by Gatorade on Monday, February the 7th at 8 p.m. as the Super Bowl teams make their first appearance at the Super Bowl this week, and fans can also follow and get in on the real-time action on at NFL social platform there. That at means Twitter, but I'm quite sure some more gatherings to be had and where you can get into the festivities of the NFL opening night there. Speaking of opening night, the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Jamar Chase was named the 2021 Pepsi Zero Sugar NFL Rookie of the Year winner. He was selected by a record number of fan votes via Twitter and on NFL.com/rookies. Enjoyable, isn't it? The National Football also and the National Association of Deaf, that's the NAD, are honoring to bring an elevated accessibility experience to the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show with talented American Sign Languages artists there. Viewers can access this elevated experience on NBCSports.com and the NBC Sports app. For the first time in history, the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show will be starring Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, and that will include the ASL artists there. Those are the ones who are going to be doing the sign language. Famed deaf musician Warren Wawa Snipes and Sean Forge will be signing the halftime show. And, by the way, Super Bowl will be taking place at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California, on February the 13th. If you forgot, that's 2022, boys and girls. The Pistons played this afternoon. They played the Minnesota Timberwolves, and I will tell you, the Timberwolves beat the Pistons. Do you care what the score is? I don't. But I know they officially, the Pistons lost another one today. That's 40 losses. What are you going to do, boys and girls? What are you going to do? By the way, the NHL had their All-Star game yesterday afternoon on Saturday. And although I didn't watch much of it, I didn't miss a doggone thing. I never can understand for something in the middle that should be done at the end of the season so it can be a little bit more pizzazz to it. And I'm talking about the All-Star game. 3-on-3, come on. That's just as worse as the NFL with the All-Star game. And I was kind of whistled that, let's take you out of the NHL to the NFL. When I watched the All-Star game the last part of this afternoon, when I saw Jones, the quarterback for the AFC, do a run, and, you know, once they corral him, I mean, not tackle him, of course, the whistles blow, quick whistles. But Jones made a spin, and he run all the way to the end zone and had at it with a touchdown dance and all this other stuff there, which none of it counted. Show you how dull this, by golly. This show's going to be here, huh? The U.S. medal count is right now, they have 2 silver medals. We're talking about the USA. Freestyle skier or skiing has one of those medals from the women's mogul. That's Jay Lee Koff. And in snowboarding, the women's slopestyle snowboarding was Julie Marinaro. Those two have silver medals for the United States of America, who has now 2 medals in the Winter Olympics that's going on right now. I saw some hockey there, and Canada's the next foe for the United States women's team. That's going to be, you know, they go all the way back to 1990s, 98. That's when hockey came to the Olympics. I think it has been 9 Olympics, and all but one, the finals were against Canada, against the United States of America. I said it. It's true. Boy, it's true. Yes, indeed. I did take some time out to watch the Bush Light Clash on Sunday at the L.A. Coliseum. Yes, the L.A. Coliseum that has hosted the Olympics, track events, concerts, fights, and now they turned the place into a race course. That probably cost them a whole hell of a lot of money. Or short track race course, as they call it. All kind of wrecks and stuff there. But it was, you know, to see what they done in a length of time, much of, they say it took a month and a half to refurbish the whole place. That's something else. Usually they would be in Phoenix, but not this year. L.A. And fans seem to love it because they piled the joint up. Slow arriving crowd, but they did their thing. I don't have the winner yet here. I don't have the winner. I'm just so sorry. However, on the 20th of February, it'll be all back to business as usual as the Daytona 500 will be on the agenda for NASCAR, I'll tell you. Saturday college basketball, 4 Titans scored in double figures and some great free throw shooting down the stretch. And it dealt Detroit, University of Detroit Mercy basketball team took down Northern Kentucky University on the road 74-68 on Saturday night. Yep, Detroit Mercy 74, Northern Kentucky 68. Oakland University lost a match to Wright State, 75-64. Oakland's going up and down now like a meter. Michigan, they lose to Purdue yesterday in a game that was somewhat close. But really and truly, if I wanted to be honest, Michigan didn't have a chance. They just seemed tentative in the beginning of the game. That's just my opinion. Michigan State played Rutgers. Michigan State is 17-5 and then 4th in the Big Ten. And Rutgers, 13-9. They're 6th in the Big Ten. But it didn't mean a doggone bit of difference as Rutgers beat Michigan State by a score of 84-63. Isn't that something? I did promise a bookend to what I read in the beginning of the show about Roger Goodell. He says he got to do more work. Well, the Miami Dolphins has been in the news a lot of past this week on good and bad reasons. And on Sunday night, they finally was a good reason the Dolphins settled on Mike McDaniels, their next head coach. The team announced that they had agreed with a deal with McDaniels. McDaniels was the San Francisco 49ers offensive coordinator. McDaniels will be taking over for Brian Flores, who was controversially fired and then filed a racial lawsuit discrimination foul, or whatever it may be concerned. I probably got that all backwards there. My script, I wrote it backwards too. McDaniels is the first minority hire by the team with a head coach vacancy this offseason. The first six spots were filled by white coaches. McDaniels is multiracial. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, boys and girls. And on that, we end another edition of Butch on Sports. Oh, my. Gotta keep your mouth watering, don't it, boys and girls? Raw tomorrow night there. We're getting closer to the Elimination Chamber, which will be done on a Saturday again. I think in the Middle East, I do believe. But wherever it is, I'm going to try to get a hold and watch it there, okay? Hey, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. And if you want, boys and girls, go to the homepage of Butch on Sports, Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToO.Podomatic.com. Yeah, you could do that and go right straight to the homepage of that. Or you can go to thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. And, of course, you can get Butch on Sports along with a lot of the Game Sports shows just pastering and lathering away with good content there. From the Game Sports Show in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, to ESPN in Blacksburg. It's all on the map there. All on the map there. Good shows. Good, wholesome shows there. Hey, I want you to have a good beginning of the week. A lot of you are off from snow days and stuff there. It's trying to get back in the hum there. And get ready and get set and go back to work. In other words, there's nothing I can do about it. So, hey, boys and girls, have a great week. Have a safe week there. And wear your mask wherever you go. And if you don't have your shots, get them, please. Help each other where we can get back to some normalcy there. Hey, I'm Simply Butch. Have a great day, everybody.